L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast. Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
My Crazy Family. It's the brand new podcast that we have officially launched that you can now subscribe to, and you can now share your crazy family stories to as well. You're about to hear a 15-minute preview of My Crazy Family. While you're listening, be sure to search My Crazy Family on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download podcasts and press subscribe. Brand new episodes every single Monday and Wednesday of each week, jam-packed with crazy family stories that may make you and your family feel quite normal, or maybe not. Search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts, press subscribe, and then share your crazy family story as well. Enjoy this 15-minute preview of the My Crazy Family podcast. You know, there's a lot of things you can put underneath your sink. What's under your sink, Stacey?
You know, I think I've got maybe, my dishwasher cleaning pods. I think I've got some, scrubbing stuff, some dish
normal,
pads, that kind
normal,
of
thing. Normal things is what you're getting at. Well, one husband decided to keep a special collection of his essence, I guess you could say, under the sink. Why? Well, that's going to shock you today.
My crazy
family.
Family.
My
crazy
family.
Welcome to the program. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our episodes. New ones every single Monday and Wednesday. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts as well. It's My Crazy Family. I'm Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole over there. And there's some good ones in this episode of the program. And there's so many things with this show where you go, you can't make this shit up. It just keeps coming. And I don't know if we're ever going to run to the point where it's like, well, I've heard that before, because families are so unique. They find new ways of terrorizing each other every single day in ways you'd never expect.
That is a true statement. And I think this story that we're going to do, it crosses so many lines and so many boundaries that I almost wondered if it was true, but it's so shocking that it has to be true.
It's disturbing and shocking. And it's just, I don't know. My mind just runs in circles going, how, why, what is going through your mind that you thought this is a good idea, or that it would be even sanitary for that matter?
Oh God,
what you're doing. It's like, this is the, I don't know. It's like, you must really have no respect for the person in your life if this is what you're doing. And people don't even know what we're talking about yet, but it's truly, truly just fucked up. By the way, if you have a screwed up family story, a crazy family story, we would love to hear it. Just go to our website, crazyfampod.com, and there's a form right there. You just fill it right out and then click send, and then we get your crazy family story. Or you can call it in toll free at 1-833-CRAYFAM, 1-833-CRAYFAM, in digits, that translates to 1-833-272-9326, 833-272-9326. Call that story 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we may listen to it here on the program. So let's dive into this one, because I've been horrified and also kind of looking forward to talking about this on the show.
Yeah, same here. All right, here we go, guys. Okay, so I'm a woman in my 30s. Yesterday our garbage disposal stopped working, and I was trying to see why. So I was looking under the sink, and I moved stuff out to get in there to take a look around more easily. In the very back, tucked away, was a mason jar that I thought was just over halfway full of kitchen grease at first, but I realized it wasn't grease. I thought it looked a little bit like semen. So I made the mistake of opening it, and by the smell, I knew it was definitely semen. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. Disgusted, I threw it away in the dumpster outside. It had to have been my husband's, but I don't know why he would save semen in a jar.
Oh, it was on Martha Stewart a couple weeks ago. Oh, it was like, God. Get ready for fall crafts and all natural glue. It's a way to be earth friendly. Yeah. He learned it on Earth Day.
Ugh. Okay. I'm trying to keep it down here.
But wait, there's more.
Yes, there's more. My husband got home and I asked him about it. He seemed very embarrassed and confessed it was indeed a jar full of semen he was filling for almost a year. I was shocked and I asked him why. He said whenever it was my time of the month or I wasn't in the mood, he'd jerk off into the jar after I went to bed. I asked him why not just go in the toilet or use tissues or in the shower or something, but why a fucking jar? Well, he couldn't answer that other than saying he's been doing it since he was a kid. I told him I want it to stop using a jar because it's disgusting. He told me he didn't want to and asked where the precious little jar was. I told him I threw it away. And he was angry that I did that. All right. So we continue on.
It doesn't just end there. This is where it's like, I don't know. There's a lot of times where husbands should just shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is where I'm glad he expressed this so she knew what she was dealing with and could make appropriate choices. But at the same point, in his interest, he should have just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, just stop right there.
Yep.
Okay, so he told me he didn't want to stop and asked where the jar was. I told him I threw it away, and he became upset. He said it took him a long time to fill the jar that much. And now he had to start over, and we argued about him using a jar to store old jizz in. I still don't understand why he wants to fill the jar, for fuck's sake. We argued about it, and during the argument, he went to the refrigerator, took a large jar of pickles out, dumped them, and started rinsing out the jar and said, "This is the cum jar now."
Oh, my God.
Before I knew it, I'm literally screaming at my husband about cumming in jars and told him he can either cum in me or the jar, but not both. He clutched the jar and stormed off to the bathroom. I was speechless. I sat down, started watching TV, trying to take my mind off of what had just happened. He came and joined me and tried to patch things up. I asked him where he hid the jar, and he wouldn't fucking tell me. He told me we should just forget about the fight. He apologized to me and told me he'd make sure I didn't have to see the jar if I didn't want to. I wanted us to stop fighting, so I agreed, and we didn't speak about it for the rest of the night. He fell asleep early, and I laid in bed for over an hour thinking about that fucking jar. I don't understand why he's so intent on doing something so disgusting, and I'm still angry about it. Well, that's not where the story ends. Here's an update. My husband got home. We sat down and talked. And after a lot of prying, I got him to finally come clean with me about why he's coming in a jar and why it's in the kitchen.
Oh, God.
He gets very excited when I eat his cum, and he makes pancakes every weekend for breakfast. He mixes it into the pancake batter and gets off on me eating it without my knowledge or consent. He has been doing this regularly for our entire marriage and has mixed cum into other things I've eaten and drank. I have, of course, swallowed his cum before, but this is different because he did this without my consent. God. I honestly couldn't yell at him or even say anything. I absolutely felt numb. I just got up and started throwing shit in a bag. When he tried to talk me down and stop me, I ended up just leaving with bare essentials and told him I need space and I'll reach out to him when I'm ready to talk. I've taken some time off of work and I'm headed to a friend's house for a few days. I asked her if I could stay. She doesn't know why. And honestly, I don't know what the hell to tell her or anybody else for this matter. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what this means for our marriage. I feel disgusted, used, and like my trust in my husband has been severely damaged. I haven't even cried about this yet. Oh my God.
Are you taking a moment?
I'm taking a moment. She said, I don't know what to do. I think I just need to have a cry first and hopefully I'll figure it out. That is the end of the story. We do not have an update. We don't have anything. That's it.
I think number one, there must be some strength in the marriage if she's able to not just immediately say we're getting divorced. I can't really contemplate this because it doesn't work the same way for if you were to flip roles. But I guess if I was a wife and a woman and I found out my husband was doing this without my consent, it wouldn't be something like, ooh, that's hot. It'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And what else are you capable of? Because that just shows there's a lot of wrong going on there in that mind.
So I know somebody in the legal field and he said that this is most likely assault. Obviously of a sexual nature. Mm-hmm. The other thing that really bothers me, I mean, the whole thing bothers me, but there's an aspect of this. He's been filling this jar for a year and you brought it up when we were talking about it right in the beginning, that it's not very hygienic. Well, the bacteria growing in there, it wasn't refrigerated.
Yeah. See, this is one I'm even afraid to like look up. Does semen go bad?
I thought about calling the health department yesterday, but I didn't want anybody going, wait a minute, we have your number. What's going on?
Exactly. Exactly. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Exactly.
Hey, Bill, listen to this one. Don't you reckon? He sounds familiar. Oh, that's that Stacy who used to be on the radio.
Right? I didn't want anybody knowing who I was. I didn't want anybody having any idea that I was even dealing with something like this, like a story. How do you recover from this? Do you recover from this?
There's some things you just don't recover from. And there's some things in marriage vows that you just can't foresee. And you have to call an audible and you have to be like, well, I didn't predict this would happen. I didn't specifically put it in wording that this would be a deal breaker, but this is going to have to just be called an audible. And sorry, you did shit that was beyond even the purview of what I was looking out for. And that's what you got to do. I mean, I had to do that. I had to go and say, yeah, you did some shit that we can't really come back from. So I wish you the best, but this ain't going to work anymore. I think violence, things of that nature, that's where, you have to go sickness, health, and, you come in a jar or you threaten to kill us. Those are things where you're kind of like, done. We're just done. It's over.
She's going to her friend's house. She walks in the door. She bursts out crying. She needs a hug.
What happened, girl? Girl, what's going on with your man? What is this?
What's going on?
He's coming in a jar and he's putting it in pancakes. Oh, that's some nasty shit, girl. I don't know why I'm suddenly like, that would be, instead of going and watching reruns of Taxi, which I don't think anyone does anymore. I would be calling an attorney. And I think something like this, here's the only advice I would give on something like this. You may be able to avoid a real nasty, shitty divorce if that's the route you want to go by simply saying, here's what I want to do. Here's how I want to do it. I will not say anything about this to anybody in our circle. You know, it's one thing if you throw it out there anonymously online. Nobody's really going to connect dots on who these people are because I have no fucking clue who these people are. Could be anybody, anywhere. But you say, do you use it as leverage? I'm not saying to blackmail anybody, but he puts you in this situation. So I'm not saying to ask for anything crazy or ridiculous or like make him broke or anything, but you do have an upper hand enough to say, here's what I think is fair. Have a conversation and you may be able to get out of this thing fairly easily. An uncontested divorce is the best thing in the fucking world. Other than that, you're dealing with attorneys left and right and they're out to line their fucking pockets with your shit. So if you can have both people realize something really shitty happened here, we both just want to move on. We don't really have malice towards each other. Let's just say this isn't going to work. You may have some pretty good grounds to get that ball rolling. Want more of the My Crazy Family podcast? Well, you're in luck. There's plenty of episodes to start binging away on right now for absolutely free. All you have to do is search My Crazy Family wherever you download podcasts or on Apple Podcasts and find our program and press subscribe. My Crazy Family. Search for it now, press subscribe, and start binging away this instant.
I bet you've probably been to the doctor's office in the past few months. I bet you had to hand over personal info, like your insurance, your ID, maybe even your social security number. And I bet you weren't thinking about how your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal information. If any one of them isn't careful, it's a good bet they could accidentally expose your details to hackers and identity theft, putting you at risk. Fortunately, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, guaranteed or your money back, with plans covering up to $3 million for stolen funds and expenses. Don't take chances with your personal info. Help protect it even when it's out of your hands. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code IHEART. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
My Crazy Family. Enjoy.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.